Yes, indeed, Chris, and a particularly good day in the Mary Peters track yesterday. And again, blustery conditions and not ideal conditions, but quite a few titles coming to Donegal at senior level, and there was also Ulster under 18, 19 and 20 challenges. Indeed, there were a number of talented young Donegal and those age groups too that impacted. So I'll give you some names there. But basically with the seniors, first of all, and really highlighting them, and John Kelly, of course, was in good form. Once again, he won the shot put event, as you would expect. And a third title for over 800 metres, his third Ulster senior 800 metres title for Mark Hoy of Finn Valley, while Summer Leckie, as anticipated, was a senior winner at 16, 17 years of age, is a good age to be starting to win senior titles, and she has been having a great season, so Summer Leckie winning the high jump. Then we had Jade Leeper, a pretty good discus and shot combination for her, very, very, very good, and Kieran Doherty from Letterkenny, a steeplechase victory for him, and it's an event, of course, that he's excelled in both at master level and at senior level over the years, so he'll certainly be happy with that. And two athletes from the Tyrconnell Athletic Club, Keelan O'Callaghan, a triple jumper that's done well in both university and indeed at the provincial competitions. Keelan O'Callaghan, triple jump, he's also the Ulster senior champion, while Kit McGowan returned to competition. Kit McGowan, of course, from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, was the national senior 400 metre hurdles champion last year. She had a great duel last year with Finn Valley girl Arlene Crossan, and she won the national title, and she was injured then over the winter months, but back in action again and winning the 400 metres hurdles. So well done to her, 62 plus. She doesn't, as I said yesterday on the programme, she doesn't need to run faster to impact going forward, but look, it's a step in, it's a toe in the water for the season for her, so hopefully that will improve. There were other good young Donegal kids coming to the fore. You know, the names that popped up there were Conor Breslin, he won the hammer, Alan McGinley, Conor Breslin from Finn Valley, Alan McGinley, he's from Liffester Man, and he had a good performance. James Kelly, particularly good performance from Finn Valley. He had a 17 high in the shot, and he won it, of course, but he had a marginal break at a high 18 metres. Now, that's serious shot putting, and, you know, he'll be seriously encouraged by that, the young Finn Valley boy, because, you know, he's been just frustrated with his event in recent times and recent weeks, but he did win the Irish Girls. Of course, he is winning continually, but he is looking for performance as well, so excuse me, but he'll be happy with his distance. Gareth Crawford, a really talented young javelin thrower from the Lifford Strabane Club, he won his javelin, and he is a very talented young javelin thrower. Shannon Craig in the high jump from Lifford Strabane, she finished behind somewhere, but she in her age group again, she excelled. When you put her age group into the story. And from the Rosses, right down there from the Rosses, Paula McFadden is a triple jumper. She's a triple jumper of note at both national and age group athletics. She's, you know, she always pops up, and she's really jumping very, very well, and she continues to jump well. So yesterday it was her turn to take an age group under 18 triple jump title, so well done to her. And back in action again, he had a mishap in the cross country season, young Pat Loughery from Buncrana, from the Shone Athletic Club, and yesterday he was in the steeplechase and he won his age group, but you know, he had a bit of a mishap back in the cross country. It set him back at a time when he was running very well. He ran into a hurdler, not a hurdle, but and something that was on the course that shouldn't have been on the course back in the winter months, and that knocked him back badly, but lovely to see him back in action yesterday. So well done to the young Buncrana boy. And in the javelin, Dylan Cairns from Killybest competes out of Finn Valley. He's always in there in the mix, so yesterday was no different. And a girl whose name we need to get used to is Mia Mac Calmont from the Tyrconnell Athletic Club, over 3K. She's new to the sport, but she's winning in the distances, you know, at 3,000 metres particularly, and she's a girl I think that will, it's a name that we'll begin to get used to, because I think she's going to continue to do well in the years ahead. So those are the young 18, 19, 20, and Shane Irwin too, of course, from Remelton was up there, as was Martin Mellon from Finn Valley. But, you know, there's quite a good bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-old athletes, and they were doing well. But all those senior names, now that's good news. Now, Kelly, Hoy, Leckie, Leeper, Doherty, O'Callaghan, and Kip McGowan. So all titles and performed is coming back to Donegal. So we have to be happy with that.
And just a quick word on the community games. Patsy, I mean, so many people, so many events. But overall, I mean, plenty of new faces coming through the ranks, which is encouraging.
Yes, and new faces from, you know, areas. From, it's an area competition, community area competition, obviously, in big numbers. I thought it was a miserable old day, you know, and the officials did a massive job to get it done and dusted just within nearly 2 hours. And, you know, they just had to just keep going because it was, you know, when you get out there and you get wet and you get cold, you get miserable and people don't like hanging about. But today, the real winners were the officials because they did a really good job to get the thing done and dusted. But yes, a lot of young athletes from all over the county, from Bundoran right down in the south to up there in Kilmany in the north. So, look, well done to everybody. And, all the winners, of course, going forward to National Community Games. And well done to the Donegal Community Games Committee that have, you know, stuck with it. And Michael Cross, the chairperson, and everybody. And Jerry Davenport has been involved for so, so many years. And Bernie Brennan and Rosemary Foy and all people like that that have, you know, kept the flag flying for Donegal Community Games over so, so many years. You know, they'll be happy to have, you know, done another good job for another year. And so well done to them.
And finally, Patty, the countdown continuing, of course, towards the World Championships. And this is an important time for the Irish competitors, the final stages of their preparations.
It is. It is. Sorry, I may have cut you off there, Chris. But yes, it is. And it is. I look forward now to the European Cup. It's in Finland in a couple of weeks. In this 2 weeks today, I'll be coming to you from Finland. And basically, you know, there will be Donegal people on that team. I would imagine the team hasn't been confirmed yet. But, you know, that 146.06 puts Mark English and Sethu to be on that team. Dempsey McGuigan with 70 metres plus in the hammer should be on that team. Summer Lecky, that'll be a really big debut for her at senior and international level. She should be on that team. So, look, that's the next stop. The bus stop is Vaasa in Finland for those athletes, and then we make our way, you know, through national championships and through some Grand Prix meets all the way to London towards the beginning of August. And you know, there were a couple of good performances now over the weekend, people getting very close to qualifying standards. So we just keep our fingers crossed that everybody hangs in there and we go with a reasonable number of qualified athletes to London.